shut up.
The first time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
Hello and welcome back to Fishy Radio. I'm Dee and I'm here with my two besties, Heather and Jeannie.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. So I have, I'm going to start the show off with kind of a sad announcement today. I lost a good friend of mine, very, very near and dear to my heart, and an avid fisherman, part of our fishing community, and he was a huge fan of Fishy Radio Show, too. Scott Nelson left us on December 5th. He passed very, very suddenly of a massive heart attack. Passed instantly. I'm sorry, February 5th. You're right. I'm sorry. Anyhow, he was the manager of Tire's Choice up in Venice, so he was known by a lot of people. He lived in Port Charlotte for 46 years. So many people knew him, and he was a wonderful, wonderful person. And it's very, very sad to see him go and leave us. And anyhow, I just wanted to. If you know him, and even if you don't, like I said, he was a very huge member of the fishing community, a huge member of Fishy Radio Show, so give him a toast tonight at supper. Scott Nelson, bless his heart, miss him much.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, before we were just talking a few minutes ago about fishing this week. It's been pretty tough and pretty challenging with these winds that we've been having. I know I was out on Sunday out in Turtle Bay, and it was terrible. The winds were terrible. So, of course, Wind Finder said it was going to be a great day. I'd been looking forward to it all week. Couldn't wait to go. Sunday was the day. Max winds were 8 knots all day long. I was super excited. My son was in town. He brought his girlfriend in. We were going on the boat, going fishing. Couldn't wait. Get up. First thing in the morning, we're up by daylight. Got the boat at the ramp. It's blowing 30 knots. No kidding. Can't even make that stuff up. Get out there. We're in the middle of Turtle Bay. It's like a 0.1 tide. There's no water. Waiting on that wind to lay down. It's going to lay down any minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wind Finder says it's still max 10 knots. Telling you what, I couldn't see through my hair in my face all day long. It was terrible. I was so disappointed. It was awful, but it was still nice to be out on the boat. But it was... It was awful. I wanted to cry, and I still want to stomp my feet. There's nothing that'll turn me into a 2-year-old like wind on the boat.
Wind especially when you have family members come in, and, you know, and it's just like you only see them once in a while, and you got, yeah, let's go fishing, because what do we do when we come here? We go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to make it work, because just sometimes it just don't work.
Yeah, well, Mother Nature was not cooperating that day, and the weatherman had it all wrong. He was way off. Not just a little bit. He was way off.
He probably had a rough night the night before.
Yeah, he probably did. I hope he did.
Yeah.
I was terrible. But it didn't matter, especially with my son. It could be blowing 50 knots, and he'd be like, let's go in the boat. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, what do you do? You go in the boat. But, yeah, we got out to Turtle Bay. There's no water. We're like, we've got enough water to float in. All day long, all you hear is the trolling motor chopping grass. You know, I was out there mowing grass all day is basically what I was doing.
Yeah.
Pushing my boat.
Giving the seaweed a trim.
Exactly.
The seagrass.
Exactly. But it was so much fun. It was terrible. It was a terrible day, and it was the greatest day. But it was, yeah, didn't catch a dang nothing. Yeah. I've been hearing about a bunch of trout in the ditch there, mm-hmm. going through Turtle Bay,
yeah.
And I didn't find them, and it's probably because I was too busy stomping my
feet
to
trying to stay alive.
Right, exactly. exactly. Yeah, staying alive, that was a challenge too. So I guess the best part of the day was actually the run in. And for me, that's always the best part of my day because I am that six-year-old that just loves to. When I run in, like, that's finally my time. You know, I'm on the boat all day, and I'm going from hole to hole to hole, and it's just a nice little day until it's time to go back to the boat ramp. That's when it gets real.
I always make sure when it's the end of the day, I'm the furthest from the boat ramp.
Right. I love...
Like, geez, now we're going to have to go.
I don't know what it is, but I love my run to the boat ramp. Yeah. It's just, it's the time that I can open her up, and So we were coming back in, and of course we're in Placida, so we're running the ditch through Placida. There's boats everywhere because Windfinder had it all wrong. Did I mention that?
Yeah, you did.
So there's boats everywhere. There's boats in front of me, boats behind me. There's this great big, huge boat that's coming at me, and it's one of them great big wide-beamed million-dollar things that throws like an 8-foot wake, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this boat, and I'm like, we are fixing to die. Yeah. So me and my little 18-foot bathtub. So I jump outside the ditch, go over everybody's wake, and I throw that hammer down. Throw her down. I got 4 people on my little 18-foot boat. Throw the hammer down. I must have had a tailwind because it was 48 mile an hour all the way back to the
ramp.
Well,
that was 20 miles an hour to your stern.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like turbo.
Right. The only time I can get 48 mile
your
an hour
is, nitrous.
Is when it's on a trailer. So, that was kind of awesome. That was awesome, but, you know, I was just, I look at it this way, I figure I was just doing my mechanic a favor, you know, I was trying to blow all the carbon and stuff, so,
yeah, that's what
so
they
every
say.
Time I run in, I'm just trying to help, I'm just trying to help you, Joe, that's it,
yeah.
Trying to help my mechanic out. So anyhow, that was the highlight.
That is awesome, but I do have to say, I got a 17-foot flat bottom boat, and I'm telling you what, an 8-foot wave to that boat would be like a tsunami.
Right,
pretty much.
Exactly. These things, but, and they just plow. So they put off like that 8-foot, you know, wake behind them. And they have no idea. They're like, hey, waving at you. Like, how you doing? What's going on?
You're about to kill me.
Stop.
Right. And they're like waving to you. Like, you're waving
and
to
here I am going, did I update my life insurance?
Right. My life's literally flashed between before my eyes.
Right, exactly. I see the light. And they're like, how you doing? Nice day on the water. Yeah, no.
It depends. Like, you have people on the boat, so I'll give you reprieve on that. But usually, like I said, you just point that bow directly at that wave and you let her eat.
Well,
trim the motor up some, get the bow up a little bit.
That would have been... there'd have been 6 foot of water inside my boat if I had pointed that bow directly at that
I've
way.
I've done that before. Like, are y'all having fun yet?
Yeah, no matter.
No, they're like soaking wet.
No matter how high I got them that nose, no matter how high I put them trim tabs, I'd have been pulling plugs. It was terrible. It was terrible.
Yeah, that's not no
But
fun.
It was more fun to just jump outside the ditch, go around everybody, and put that throttle to the console.
Yeah.
That was good. Only for Joe. Just for out of the goodness of my heart.
Yeah.
Only for my mechanic.
I just did it for
my mechanic.
Oh, I thought you said Jolene.
No, Joe.
Jolene got to get going fast sometimes, too.
Oh, she digs it. Let me tell you. She puts that little nose right down, and she cuts through, digs it. She has just as much fun as I do.
She begs me to do it, okay?
Listen, I just do it for her. Yeah. Her and my mechanic. Yeah. I'm that
you're
person. I just do everything for her. The goodness of my heart.
Well, I had plans to go fishing this weekend, but somebody had to bring up some sour news. Thanks
a lot. You got your bubble busted.
What's going on? What happened?
What's going on?
What are you talking about?
Huh? At first it was 30 mile an hour winds, and I was like, And then you're like, from the south? I'm like, heck yeah. And you're like, psych. Just kidding. From the north. From the north? I'll have to tie my house down. That's a lot of
it's going to be
windy,
nasty again this weekend. So
it's not cool.
Winter fishing,
it's not cool.
If you have to work, just sucks.
No good.
There's just no way around that. Because it's beautiful. So what happens is every Thursday we get a cold front. Okay, so Thursday the winds pick up. We're 10 to 15.
On Friday we're 15 to 20.
On Saturday we're 20 to 28. Right? Sunday we're back to 20 to 25, and on Monday we're 6.
Yeah.
Tuesday,
I was gonna
3.
Say
Wednesday. Like, yeah. 5.
Yeah, it's like, dude,
Thursday.
It's a beautiful day.
15 to 20. Yeah. Every single week. It's terrible.
People got to start calling off work and go fishing. That's just the way it is. That's the way it has to be.
Well, see, I still go back to that whole working 2 days and having five off thing.
What the heck?
And I think that's
Boss
just,
man won't hate that.
I mean, I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, me neither. I think it's a good idea.
Right? And yeah. The more I fish,
if they
the
don't
nicer
like it, then
I
make
am,
the
right?
weather good on the weekends. Right? Call somebody.
Call Mother Nature, please. Have a discussion with her because it's not going well. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you hear that?
I heard that.
I don't understand why people have to do that. I do it all the time, but I just don't get it. Kind of like people that drive big trucks. I just don't understand. Mm-hmm.
Don't start.
Gotta have the radio up loud.
Yeah. The windows down.
I like big trucks and I cannot lie. Yeah.
I own two and I am not lying.
I like That's big funny. Boats and I cannot lie.
That's hilarious.
I actually have that shirt. I like big boats and I cannot lie.
Oh, man. So, are you going to do your impression of prop?
So, listen, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have heard this. Dee's going to...
all right, got to get ready.
She's going to do it for us. But listen, okay, so Turtle Bay on Sunday, just as an example. So, I'm in enough water to float, okay? I got 30-knot winds pushing me, so I know I'm in enough water to float. I got my trolling motor going on high, trying to go against the winds, right? Uh-huh. Because that's the direction that the water is. Uh-huh. You've only got a little ditch going through Turtle Bay. There's only so much you can do, you know?
Yeah,
so,
right.
Anyhow, every, I don't know, 20 seconds, this is what I hear out of my trolling motor. Go ahead, Dee. This is it. This is what the trolling motor
sounds
like.
It
sounds
like this.
That was me all day. You know what that sound is?
And that was coming out of Dee's mouth. That wasn't any sound effects.
That is the trolling motor mowing the grass through Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm.
That's until it finally comes to a halt.
I've heard that noise way too many times.
And then you're out of the boat pushing.
Well, we draw straws. Or we do rock, paper, scissors because if the wind's blowing that hard, I am not getting in that water. Because it's going to be mega cold when you get back on that thing.
The water was pretty chilly.
I guarantee it.
You got used to it? You had to get used to it because you were in it every 30 seconds.
It was hitting you in the face, boat. You know?
I was taking 6-foot wakes from this boat. Yeah, it was terrible. But yes, my trolling motor spent. So I have my trolling motor is weedless. So the corners of it, you know, flip up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, if the corners of it didn't flip up through via the manufacturer, they would flip up via Turtle Bay. I promise you that.
Yeah.
Like, it was terrible. It was terrible.
That's hilarious.
And what's even worse is when it does it on an oyster bed. So then your little becomes... Like, you're looking around to see who heard that. Seriously.
You look at your trolling motor and it's going...
Yes. Like, oh, but yes, it's going back and forth and wobbling and I'm...
That's worse than your lower unit hitting that sucker sometimes.
Huh?
I said, that's worse than your lower unit hitting that sucker
yes.
sometimes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, sometimes I just walk up there and, like, pull it up just to make sure I haven't busted something.
I beached my boat. Like, I ran aground with the trolling motor. You know how you run aground?
Yeah.
I ran aground with the trolling motor many times.
I do it all the time. Like, especially during winter time, you really don't have a choice because there is just no water out there. Our negative tides
are. Look at that boat. The stern is, or the transom is way out of the water. We don't understand why.
Exactly.
And all you can hear is, you know, you're like, crap.
But I laugh so hard because it's the truth.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you just, it resonates.
You
Sorry,
to.
But I hear it all the time.
You have to.
Damn trolling
your
motor.
Your boat shaking, vibrating. Yes. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yes, yes. And then I'm looking around going, crap, you know somebody heard that.
Did
like
somebody
Fort
just see
Myers,
me do that?
Like 30 miles away, they hear that stuff on
you
know.
The middle of
on an oyster bed
like,
or something.
Looking around like, did anybody see that? That was awful.
Terrible. It's terrible. So, yeah, this is the challenges
like
that
when,
we have in winter.
It's kind of like when you're going, you got that thing on plate and you got that sucker, boom. And then you, that person that, like, he's headed right for that sandbar. Holy crap, I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then he's all like, hey, he drives by you with the radio on. He's all cool, you know.
Yep.
And then he runs around.
Oh, yep.
Then he just turns up. He's like, hey, this is a good spot.
I just shut down immediately.
I meant to do that. This looks like a good spot.
Right.
He's out in the middle of an oyster bar.
Coming in hot.
Yeah.
Meant to do that.
Man, I'm telling you, you could...
Yeah, just make a big barge
and just go out there and be like, with some old school lawn chairs and some beer, a Yeti and a, like a pontoon.
Like we do at the boat ramps.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Same thing. Just do it right there at the bar. You know the one that gets everybody is the one right there at Hog Island. Coming around just after the Mayaka cutoff right there at Hog Island, there's that big bar that sticks way the heck out there. And if you don't know it's there, it'll get you.
Yeah.
And I can sit there, like, at the mouth of the cutoff or Hog Island and just watch them all day long smoke that bar.
Yep.
And it's just, yeah, so every time somebody does it, I'm like, oh, I'll drink to that.
Yeah. Yeah. We have one of those, too, that's just north of the Matlache Bridge. And, I mean, there's a green channel marker, and then the red one's over here. But then there's a big, huge spoil pile. I mean, like, almost on the channel marker.
Yeah.
So, but if you... Sometimes, you know, when people it gets busy through a channel and the smaller boats try to jump out of the channel and just, like, ride the channel markers on the outside. I've seen so many people do that. I'm like, you're not going to want to... Oh, see y'all later. You're waving to them as you drive by. You're like, you're an idiot. You have no idea what you're doing.
You know, it's funny because in Charlotte Harbor, for the most part, you can do that. Like, I don't even have to run the ditch. You know, I just run wherever I want to run. But
especially
I'll tell you
when
one
you're on
thing.
Plane.
Exactly. I'll tell you, I went up to Inglewood, out in Inglewood, like the Indian Mounds out there.
Yeah.
I think it's Indian Mound Boat Ramp I put in out there. And that place was where, same exact thing. So I'm out there and I'm just in an idle, so I'm basically floating, you know. And I thought, oh, I'll just cut that. I was low on fuel. I needed to get to the fuel. And I thought, oh, I'll just cut that. You know, I'll cut right on the inside of that channel marker.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that was the wrong thing for me to do. I couldn't believe how they put the channel marker just right on top of the bar. Like, if you're off by 6 inches, you're toast.
Girl, you killed
me. It was terrible.
I'm laughing because you reminded me of a funny, funny story that I have.
I got one. I love when your stories start that way. She just can't even tell them because she's laughing so hard.
We went out fishing, and I mean, I was 7.5 months pregnant.
Oh, this is an old story. I like old stories.
Yeah, right. Here, hold my beer. I'll tell you the story. Anyway, we went fishing, and I remember it was snook spawning season. And we rolled across the frick some up on the beach, and I'm like, man. And it was on the outside of Sanibel Island, and there's cops on there to patrol the beach on four-wheelers, you know, and they tried. Man, I'm telling you, you could have walked. You could have walked out. Anyway, long story short, we had the best day of our life then. We catched and released them all safely, but we must have caught 100 snooks.
Love spawning season on
kidding.
The beach.
I mean, like, you one just cast right up on the beach, wait for that wave to go up there, suck that sucker back in, and it was game on every time. So anyway, we had the best. We caught a bunch of fish, so we had the best day of our life, so... We had been, and of course, the spot that we found was like our last spot because we struck out at like the first seven. You know what I mean?
Right.
And finally, it was the end of the day, and it was like, oh man, it made our day. So, like, yeah, all right, we better head to the house, you know? So, I had that, my skiff up on plane. We were doing about 36, 37, and I was 7 months pregnant, 7 months pregnant. I had that sucker fired down like that. I was like, yeah. I was like, all right, we're going home, going this way. All of a sudden, I ran aground. I wasn't paying attention. I ran aground, and the gas can. I had ran aground so hard the gas can flew up in front of me. I'm like, I was like, holy crap, we're out of gas. The gas can was so light, and I already had any gas in it. It passed me up, and I was like, what the heck's the gas can doing up in the bow?
Your fuel tank.
I was low on gas. I was like, oh my God. I was like, come on, we gotta get off of here. We gotta go. We don't got no good. Got any gas? That sucker fired up and literally it ran out of gas. I coasted into the fuel dock at St. James City, Monroe Canal in St. James City. I coasted into the I'll never forget that. What happened is I didn't really run aground, but my lower unit snagged with the top of one of them. And that slowed us. I mean, you know,
that's brakes. Put the brakes on quick.
But when we did that, the gas can was so light. flung in front of me was at the bow. I was like, oh my God, what the heck is the gas can doing
on fuel?
I'm like, oh my God, we don't have no gas. Look where we're at. We're out in the middle of nowhere. You know, who's going to do this? I'm 7 months pregnant. Tag, you're it. You know?
That's hilarious.
I am not calling Cito.
There's been many times I've pulled into like Pineland and pulled into Pineland via my trolling motor. Because I ran out of fuel.
Yeah. Girl, like, I hear you on that. I've done that.
It's a long ride home when you have to come in
and
by trolling.
That's why I like, if you run out of gas, you run out of gas. But then one time we were so far from the dock when I ran out of gas, I almost wore the battery down on the trolling motor. I mean, that's like, and it was blowing. It was blowing windy, so you're... You know, you need to go due north, but you have to go east and then all the way west and then somewhat north because the wind is blowing you around. You're like, this dang trolling motor. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I got this thing full blast. We ain't even moving.
Yes.
You're like, what the?
Yes, that was me on Sunday.
And there's boats going, right. Waving to you. You're like, no, you don't get it. Do not wake me out. I'm in deep crap here.
Right, exactly.
It happens all the time.
People make fun of me all the time because if my trolling motor is like 2 bars or less, I'm not going out. Because you know what? I've needed that dang thing to get home before. Yeah. I've needed it. So I know it's going to be fully charged before I go out. I'm not taking the
chance. It's always a good backup because I'm telling you, when that gas can passes by your head and you're like...
Yeah.
You're literally staring at it for
seconds.
Fuel
tank
a few seconds,
you.
It seems like. You're like... You're just looking at it like, what is it? Why is it up there? You're like, oh, crap, we don't got no gas. What the heck happened here? Yeah. That was quite the day.
Lotta. Heather, do you have a recipe at all?
I do. I have my grouper. Well, I call them grouper dogs.
Okay, let's.
They're kind of like corn dogs, but grouper. Just very simple. Just get a hush puppy mix is what I use. And then just follow directions on how to
make hush puppies.
Yeah, how to make hush puppies. You just don't put them in the balls and make that. But you cut up the grouper into strips, stick the stick up into them, dip them in the
batter?
Hush puppy batter, throw it in the fryer, and there you go.
Dang.
And just like a fryer,
okay.
You know, it's
do
done
that.
When it floats up and simple, easy,
what,
and delicious.
You dip it into
even
it?
The non-fish eaters like- in my house. Gobbled
like
it down.
Yeah, you can imagine.
Yes.
That sounds
breading.
Awesome.
Well, hush puppies, come on.
I love a hush puppy.
Yes.
Like, so
hush puppy and grouper together? It was really good.
Try that.
Like, what more do you need out of
order? Exactly. But it's time for us to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm
Tight Lines. Miss you, Scott.
Miss you, Scott.
Drink a beer. Toast to Scott tonight.
Got it.